Switch over to the sugya. Tomorrow we'll have an early shiur, probably around 10 o'clock. Let's say 10 o'clock to 11. I think that's going to work. And then and then Seder until, I think the Chatzos is 1:12 or something. So Schechter thought it was a good idea to do the Nusach of Yom Kippur Katan. So let's learn in Yonah D'Yayim a little bit, just a few minutes, and then we'll continue to the Yonah D'Yayim. Yonah D'Yayim is Hilchas Taniyos. Because Mitzvah Saseh Achas, V'Lizayik L'Fnei Hashem B'Chol Le'Sara G'dol Lo Shlo Tovi Al HaTzibur. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a din that when there's an ace tzara gedola, so then tzibur dika ace tzara gedola. So then there's a mitzvah saseh lizayik. The Rambam writes, l'chara za'aka is usually a nusach of tefillah. It's a mitzvah saseh min haTorah lizayik ulahariya b'chatzaytzreis. All right, the mitzvah saseh min haTorah lizayik. Ularia Bachatzaitzreis, Alkul Tsara Shetome Alatzibur, Shenemar Alatzara Tzereres Chem, Vareyosim Bachatzaitzreis, Kaleimar, Kol Dover Sheyitzer Lachem, Kigoin, anything which gives us Tsaras, Kigoin Batzaires, like a famine, Vindav Dever, and disease, a plague, Vaarve, and something which destroys the Parnasa, destroys the crops. Ukiyaitzi behen, zaku aleyen, excuse me, vilharviyu. So the chayra, the goyish maimin is called the smag, loy monen mitzvah zola zokli real called tzara, elo litkaya vachatzoyz vais, ala karbonis levad. Smag holds that the pasuk says it's a mitzvah to be meiriya b'shas akravas karbonos, but the mitzvah lezok ulriya al kol tzara, so that's the Rambam says as independent of karbonos. So the din of lezoik lachera, the Rambam saying, the Magid points out that this is a pasuk and it's the teres kayim the sifrei. I mean the sifrei. Remember, Reisi leRabbeinu b'sefer mitzvah shulei shemana truazu tekiya shebishas hakarbonos b'mitzvah achas v'tom ani lama shereishnei p'sukim in bakosav v'nirish adaita zal she mitzvah achas kilalas l'skayim b'chatzoyis reis b'mikdash beis hakarbonos u'beis hatzoris bein b'mikdash bein b'gvulin. So the Psukim and Chumash seem to say two separate halachas. One is Tekiyas and one is Tekiyas B'Shas Karbonos. So the Smag sees that the mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah is a din in Karbonos, a din in Mikdash. And the Rambam holds for Karet. And as the Rambam Magid says, have two different mitzvahs. So the Rabbi Magid says, no, the Rambam holds, as we're saying, it's all one mitzvah. How does Klal Yisrael react to an Eitz Tzara? It's an Eitz Tzara Dika Din. Right? So the Rambam, and L'chaira, the Rambam is pointing out to us, is that an Eitz Tzara defines a different kind of Zman. Right? Hezra Dover is that Chazal put Hilchos Taniyos into Moed. Right, so we don't think about it. Why is Hilchos Taniyos in Moed? So we say, well, the end of the Masechta is a talk about the tzayim bais that are at a fixed time in the calendar. Okay, so it belongs in my. And then you think a little deeper, so you think, well, there's so many Mishnayos about the Taniyos, Bishas, Betzayrus, when there's no rain, and that starts after Sukkos, and that's Ma'in Rechesh, and Machlek is exactly the first Mishnayos in Taniyos, exactly when is the Tkufa. That when it starts having Daigus over rain. So it belongs in Moyed. L'chayra, Taniyos, all those are examples of Taniyos. The Ram doesn't say that. The Ram doesn't say that there is a specific din of worrying about the rain. And then, when you learn the Mishnayos, it sounds like there's a din about worrying about the rain. There's a din of Taniyos. It starts in Mar Cheshvan, right? And it goes, Mar Cheshvan, and then the Mishnah says, later on, it's not just taniyos for rain. There are other taniyos. The Rambam says no. That's the Nuscha Mishnah. The Rambam is saying for a carrot that there is a din. The din is that Be'ez Tzara, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mahalach for Be'ez Tzara. The Ramban also is din of Be'ez Tzara. Was the Ramban din of Be'ez Tzara? That's the Hezbollah in the Rambam, right? But the Ramban holds, what is it based on? Because the Ramban holds that Tefillah based on the Din Deiraisa. In other words, the Din Deirabonim. Rambam holds that Tefillah is the Din Deiraisa. B'chol Yom. The Ramban says that Tefillah is B'shas based on. And the Rambam holds that there's a. That the Din of Eish Tzara is Lizaik. The Ispalal and Lariya Bachatzeis raises a form of tefillah. The Rambam writes in Halacha Beis v'Dover Zem Bidarche Chuvehi Shebizman Shetovei Tzarek V'Yizaku Aleho V'Yiriyu Yedu Alkol Shebiglal Maasei Maroim Hurolem Akakosov Avaisechem Hitu V'Zeu Sheyigroim Lem Lahosir Atzor Me'Aleim. So the Rambam says, Rambam explains to us the whole din of Za'aka and of Tefillah B'Shas Tzara is that we will orient ourselves to understand that it comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Once we connect the dots, once our hearts and our minds say, this is Hashgacha, so then it brings us to Tshuva. Dov Rezem B'Dachei Tshuvi. The Rambam writes, the Taniyos Eis Tzara is a Tkuv of Tshuva. Shebizman shetovei tzara, so we'll do what the halacha says. V'yizaku, we'll misfalo. V'yariyu, but that's to begin. The Rambam says, not, he doesn't leave this from Mar Nebuchim. He doesn't say it as a tamad dikra. He says this is the parsha. This is the din. This is the Kadosh Baruch Hu was misakein. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava. Was mitzava. Za'aka and Trua to be the catalyst from Halach Machshava, to be a catalyst for his baininess. And the Ribbono Shel Olam was Keveya, that the Iker is to make that connection, that we're Mispalo. The din is to be Mispalo. But the din to be Mispalo is not that the Tshila on its own is going to Ram Shita. Not the tefillah is going to create the Yeshua. The tefillah is going to create an awareness that this is Hashgacha. And then when we'll chew Yigram Lem Hosir Atzar Milay. So an interesting Ha'ara, Lopiansky pointed that a few days ago, that tefillah per se is in Sefer Ava. Taniyos is in Seder Zmanim. Tshuva is in Chazdeyas. L'charva, they're all in the same parsha. Right? So again, when you learn Moyen, you say, all right, the Nis belongs in Moyen. So, very, very possible the Rambam held that follow Seder Hashas, Hayyais Taniyais is in Moyen, so keep it in Zmanim. But L'chayra, you can say a little bit deeper. Darchei Tshuva is in Hilchos Tshuva. Right? The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva is Hilchos Tshuva. Things that are Meinei and Tshuva. Avas Hashem is in Tshuva. Bechir is in Tshuva. L'chayra, Taniya should be in Hilchos Tshuva. V'zo midarchei and Tshuva. You're not coming in Tshuva, so put it in Hilchos Tfila. No. So L'chayra Lopiansky was pointing out that the way the Rambam understood the Torah and understood the way that Chazal organized the Torah is that an Eis Tzara creates a new Zman, a new Tkufa. And that Tkufa has its own Avoida. Pesach has an Avoida, Shoshana has an Avoida, Yom Kippur has an Avoida. Zman means that a Kodesh Baruch Hu created a Moyed which has its own distinct Avoidas. As an Avoida in Mikdash, and as an Avoida in Medina. So the Kohen to Rama's Pshat is not like the smog. It's really an Avoida in Mikdash. Right? Outside of Mikdash is that Rabbanan think it did, or Nispach did there, right? I'm not sure. But according to Rambam, it's Fakarev. According to Rambam, just like Pesach has an Avoida in Mikdash and an Avoida in Medina. And Sukkot has an Avoida in Mikdash and an Avoida in Medina. So there's such a thing called an Eis Tzara. And it's a Moyed. It's a parsha. It's a parsha which has its own set Avoida. The Tkufa creates an Avoida. The Tkufa is created by an Eis Tzara. So that's the first thing we have to point out in this Rambam. Okay, by being misvoined more in the halacha, so we'll understand better what a very sachrayis in her. Our chrayis is bnei yeshiva, is the ikar avoid is always going to be learning. So there's an avoid of tefila, and there's an avoid of tshuva, obviously. And that's the ikar, tshuva is the ikar. But the eager efforts that we have will be to whatever we can increase in our learning, whether it's in our in the amount of time that we learn, or whether the focus. And the focus is very difficult. It's a one has to be misgaver. That's an nisoyon to be able to focus and. L'chayra, so many young men have to leave the base medrash to learn, so that increases the achrayus and us to be marva the Torah that's the marva the gila the kus of Torahs in the world. So we are in the middle of the sugya shemen. So yesterday we just pointed out, we outlined the sugya. We outlined that the kasha of the Gemara is that Shemen is missing from the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah says, Kesem Mavarchan al Peiros. Al Peiros Seilin Awaymer Bar Pu Eitz. Chutz Min Ayayin. What about Chutz Min Hashemen? So the Gemara says that Shemen doesn't have the properties of wine, even though it. You would argue ishtanuye l'yusan. You could argue that the shemen is a chelik from the pri, and that you can be mafresh from the shemen on the peiros, but it doesn't have the ishtanu l'yusan of yain yisamach, and therefore maybe it doesn't have the malyusav that it's amazing. We discussed before Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, so Amr Rav Yudah Amr Shmuel. Right, the Mishnah says chutz mina yayin. So vaystachois shemen is bar priates. Okay, that's the much what the more points out. So the sugi discussed yesterday the hechidami. What is the what's the situation where one would make a bracha on shemen? All right, the conclusion is that Bandigra in the Refuah. Right? Bandigra in the Refuah. And then you'd make a Borei Pireitz. Why are you making a Borei Pireitz? Because in Bandigra in the Refuah, the Shemen, according to Rashi, is the Roiv. So the Shemen becomes the Iker. Both Legabe, both in terms of its amount and in the purpose of the shaman and the purpose of the anigrin. So me kol tzad, the anigrin is the shaman is the ikur in that case. Make the bracha on the ikur, point there's a tofa. Kachadim. Okay. En route to coming to this, we had to figure out the din of refu on Shabbos, discuss that a little bit. Why? Because the Gemara wanted to give us an example of when we would have shemen in a mixture that was lirafua. But that did raise the question about whether it makes a bracha lirafua. Okay. So the Gemara says that they came with this liyana minei boy bruche. So that is the upshot of the sugya. We ask a kasha on that. Because the Gemara says that if it wouldn't be the refuah, so then one would not have the hanah of refuah. So then one would not make a bracha on it. Kevin the isli hanah minei, sorry, the other way around. If it would be only the refuah, then hanah, so that the purpose, the goal of refuah is not enough to be mechayim a bracha. But hanah is enough to mechayim the bracha. So we have hanah from the shemen is the roiv, and it's l'tayelas that is merapa. But the mechayim of the bracha is kaiman the islay hanah minei, boy bracha. Okay? En route, the Gemara said, the Gemara raised the question, why wouldn't one make a bracha if one simply ingests oil? Right, what was the sugya begins with the hechidami. Right, the sugyas, most of the sugyas are echidami. What's been echidami? What's the Nakud the Gemara trying to figure out? How are you talking? You're making a bracha on shemen. That's how the Gemara begins. Shemen zayis v'varchan lo v'arpiyeh. Echidami. How could that be? Ilei modekashosi lei oizik and mazik lei. It's a hezek. Right. So the Gemara's keveya that if you eat something that's mazik, you don't make a bracha. Why not? Obviously, you're eating it because you get some hanah from it. So why is not hanah enough to be mechayiv? So Rashi is mechanish adin. He says it's not called an achila. Okay? So l'chayiv, there's a lot of chidushim wrapped up in that Rashi. What are the chidushim? Go ahead. Right. So l'chayiv, and even goes further, l'chayiv has to be like a defined ma'is achila al-pidin. How do we know that? Tanya. The Gemara says, now what is the rhyme to Tanya? The Tanya. Hashoyse shemen shel truma. That a person has oil that he has set aside for truma. And he is a Yisrael. He's a Zor. And he decided to imbibe, take some shemen. Right? So he could do several ways. He could take shemen and use it as an ointment, a soch b'shemen. He could do shemen and fry potatoes in the shemen. Or he decides to ingest shemen, a shayis of shemen shel truma. So the Gemara says, we have a din that a zor who eats truma b'shoigeg, zor shachol truma b'shkoga mishalim keren v'chaymish. Right? If a non-koyin, he partakes of truma. So if he partakes of truma b'mezid, right? So then he's chayiv misa. But if he eats truma b'shoigeg, what's b'shoigeg? Was that?
He didn't think he was chayiv misa.
So one second. So he didn't think it was truma. It's classic shaggy. He didn't know truma. He didn't have it marked the truma. He thought it says truma. And he thought when he was kids, wrote the word truma on it, right? Or put it into a truma box. But he didn't know a truma jar. He thought it wasn't truma. Okay. Or what else is classic shaggy?
He thought he was allowed to eat truma.
Was that?
Or
he thought he didn't know there was an Easter for his eating truma. He figured I'll work it out with the kohen. I'll make it up to the coin. I'll give him double. Whatever. Okay. So classic shegig is not knowing that he's doing a maaseh right now. Either because he doesn't know that it's aser, or he knows it's a maaseh. So Kenny's saying that there's another special din legabei, a chiddush legabei truma. That if a person eats truma and doesn't know the severity of eating truma, doesn't know there's a chiyah misa in eating truma, right? So he knows it's truma. And he knows Truma's Osir, but he doesn't know that Truma, the Achilas Truma, is such a severe din in the Hilchas Achilas, that's also called the Sheikh. Achilas in din of here. Zor Shachal Truma Vishkoga. So Mishalem Karen, he owes money to Shevet Kuna. So of course he's a thief. So that's Karen. But then he has to pay Chaimesh. That's the din of Shaggy. So it doesn't matter whether you do achila shti or sicha, but what does matter, it has to be an achila kedarka and a sicha kedarka. That's a pasuk. V'lo yechalalu is kodesh b'nei Yisrael. It doesn't say explicit. It doesn't limit it to lo yechalu. That limits lo yishtu. V'lo yechalalu le'rabbi says asach. Different ways in which one takes the kedusha away, right? In other words, kedusha. The getter of kedusha is if something is limited, is off limits. Something is set aside for certain purposes, and now I do that form of trespass. I violate that restriction. So that's called being mechalal or something. Making it from Kodesh. Kodesh is restricted to mechalal. I take Shabbos, and Shabbos is a restricted activity. That's what makes Shabbos separate and apart. And I decide I'll do a regular activity in Shabbos. I will do Teichen in Shabbos. I'll do Bur in Shabbos. That's mechalal Shabbos. That's why Uvda Dechoyel is a drabonin take a form. Because the yesoid of Chilul Shabbos is taking away from the Kiddush of Shabbos and has it done by doing an activity which defines the restrictions of Shabbos. So then the Rabbanan to give dinim of different ways of taking away the Kiddush of Shabbos. So Gemara says, the Torah says, V'yechalu is kodesh b'nei Yisrael, the Rabbis Asach, V'yech v'ra oichel truma tehoira, oi temeya v'shkova, v'shalem keren v'chaymesh, v'yin achayu v'chaymesh, ad sheyoichal kezayis, Shenemar ki yoichal kodesh v'shkoga vein achila p'chusa mikazayis o kishem shachila shum mikazayis kach shtiya mikazayis. Why does the Rambam put the shir after the din of echad ha'echel dover shedar chaylechel? Right? Zor sha'ochal truma v'shkoga. Zor sha'ochal kazayis truma v'shkoga. Rambam usually puts the shir in the, that's the ma'is achila. So what's the Rambam pointing out? When the Seder HaRambam, Ochal v'chozer v'yachol, shosa v'chozer v'shosa, em yesh mitchilas achila v'shoin ad soif achila achroina, kedei achilas pras, u'mitchilas shtiyah v'shoin ad chila asoif shtiyah achroina, kedei shtiyah revi'ez, Hare Elu Mitzdarfin Likizayas. No. What's the Rambam Magdir now? Was that? What's he Magdir? What's he defining though?
Shir
Av? Was that? Let's call them Maisa Achila. In other words, this person, if a person eats very, very slowly, he's still eating. No. He's a slow eater. Elamai, if a person eats, the Ramam, the Torah is Kevei, Allah, Chalamesh, Misinai, that Achila is called the Kezayas. You know, Kezayas means over a normal course, if a person eats the Kezayas from the time he's bar mitzvah till the time he gets married. So we wouldn't say it's Chayav Misa then. Even if he wasn't Mesichda somehow. So he may get married at 14. I don't know, but let's say, but the point is, a Maisa Achila has to have Gedorim. So what's the Nakuda over here? The Nakuda over here is that Zor, that it's not a din in Gezel, and it's not a din in being Nana, right? And it's not a din in being Toyim, right? It's a din in an Iser, specifically an Iser Achila. Nasich will be different. But in order to violate, in order to be Mechalel Truma al Yidei Achila, it has to be a defined Maisa Achila. Right? Not some Maisa Na, not a Maisa Gezel. The Maisa Achila of Truma. So that's what the Rambam's pointing out. L'chayra, you could have said, L'yichalal is kachu b'nei Yisrael. You mechalal kachu when you have a small, small piece. Right? The Emes says, L'gavei Truma chita achas paritesa kri. You can be makdash Truma the smallest amount. So you could be mechalal. So once you tell me it's a din in Sikha, I would say it's Hanna. A din in Mechala, I'd say it's Hanna. I would say it's Gezel. So the Ram says, no. Even though it's the din is Mugdar, as a din of being Mechalal Kodshim, that you are trespassing in Kodshim, Afal Pikain, you should understand that if I trespass Kodshim, Truma, Yidei Achila, it has to be in Ma'is Achila Surah. Right, just like, in order for a person to kind the mitzvah of matzah, so he has to have a kzayis matzah, otherwise it's not mugdur as a ma'is achila. In order for a person to be over the iser of achilas nevela, has to be a defined ma'is achila. So what we're pointing out over here is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was kiveya, that sometimes the din is established based on an achila. So that is a defined activity, very, very strictly defined. It has to be, we have to discuss whether it's Hanois Meyayim or Nos Garin exactly, but it's a very strictly defined Maisa in terms of the amount and the duration of time. So now, Hashoyis Hashemin Shel Truma Shtiyas Bechlal Achila. Right? As I gave you one of the Marmakumas yesterday to point out, the Gavi Truma, it says it's Ma'is Achila. The Gemara has a special drasha that Shtiyas Bechlal Achila. And that's why, if you notice, the Machlokes are showing whether the Shtiyah of Shtiyah of Ir is a different kind of Shtiyah or a regular kind of Shtiyah. But Hashoyis Hashemin Shel Truma Mishalim Is Akeren Ve'ina Mishalim Sachoinesh. So I said, the person did a Ma'isa. A ma'isa benefiting from truma b'shoigeg, and l'chayra he owes truma. He owes the shevet kahuna money. So why is it nichayev for the keren? For Rashi, for the chaymer. Sorry, hasach shemin shel truma mishalim as a keren u'mishalim as a chaymesh. Right. Because, so what's the chiluk? So Rashi explains. Azuke mazik lagufe. So Rashi says, ve'ein zu achila shetu'u nevracha. De gabe vracha v'achalto ksiv. De tanya, de labar achila hi. How do I know that shemen is not a normal thing to eat? Hashayse shemen shul truma mishayeg mishalim is a keren kishor mazik es chayver b'moynay vei mishalim chaymish tegavi chaymish achila ksiv v'ish ki yoychal kodesh b'shkogav ratla mazik. Right? So Gemara said, Rashi, let's follow Rashi so carefully. Connect all the dots over here. Why are we quoting Truma? So we know in Truma, when it's only Chayiv, the Chaymesh, if one did a Maisa Chila. Even though the Torah says, Yechalo Shem Kachi. But, and there's another pasuk says, V'ish ki yoichal kodesh v'shkoga. So why did the Torah say, V'ish ki yene? Right? V'ish ki yosuch. So V'ish ki yoichal kodesh v'shkoga requires a Maisa Chila. And, right? And Rashi's mechadesh that achila sheteuna bracha, right? The gabe bracha v'yachal taksev ein zu achila sheteuna bracha. So the Rashi's pointing out to us that when Chazal are misakein the din of brachis. So they were misakein that the bracha is only when only says a bracha on a maisa achila. Achila shetu'una bracha. Why is that? Why should that come as a surprise on Lamed Hei Amud Beis? No. Say it again. Then you require maisa achila. Belamed, right. L'chayra, who said a ma'is achila? Asu le'lo adam sheyene min ha'ilum hazeb le'ibrocham v'kol anene min ha'ilum hazeb mo'al ma'itakante yin chitzochocham. And the Gemara says v'yilmoin v'ilamdenu brochais k'dei shelo yovin l'dei me'ilam. Didn't say kol aichel. What's an afkamina? It's nene, whether it's achila. What's the difference? What ma'isa? What's the afkamina halacha? No, you won't say no. We're only discussing your aura is a good aura, but you have to step for a second. Take a step. What's that? Smelling. What's that?
Tinus.
What do you mean?
Whether or not it's considered a violation of Yom Kippur, for example.
No. Within Hilchos Brachos. Within Hilchos Brachos. What's going to be the test case? Whether it's Hano or it's Achilu. Is that? Not yet? No. Tima. Person of the Pach is Mikashir. So not a Maisa Chila. But he's Tayyim. He's Nana from it. Right? So Kenny said, what about Reyach? We'll come back to that. So the. Not exclusively, but.
Yeah, so that includes not just Achila.
But you're not ready for it because there are many hanois in the world. Let's say you sleep on a bed of apples.
What?
If you sleep on a bed of apples, right? You take it. You have a green esrog and you put a slice of apple inside of it. It turns yellow. So you're a nana from the apple. You make a brach on it. So call a nana, right? But so Rashi is now pointing at chiddush. Lamed Hei Amud Beis. Rashi says that our Gemara is teaching us that Chazal were misakein bracha only on a ma'is achila. The gabe bracha v'yachal t'ksiv. So are we saying the gabe? We're talking about the Rabbanon over here. Elamai, are you going to put this Rashi together? Ein zu achila sheteuna bracha. L'chor we're talking about a bracha rishayna. The gabe bracha v'chal t'ksiv is a bracha acharayna. Elama, what do you have to say? Lou, hey, what's the missing piece in the Rashi?
Why isn't the Rashi?
Go ahead.
Is it too late
to explain why it doesn't make it, but you have to go to college soon. But go ahead.
Is it possibly the jump that we're making from like Hekdesh to Brachos? Like it could be that Hekdesh is like Rashi's assuming that because it says in the pasuk Rachalta by both Hekdesh and by Achila that we can like learn the same.
This Rashi's the Einzo Achila Shetuna Bracha. This not Achila which requires a Gabi Bracha Mechalta Ksiv. So when it comes to Birkas Hamazon, I'm going to need a Maisa Achila to Mechayim Bracha. Good. So now, apparently, in order for this Rashi to make sense, what do you have to say? In order for this Rashi to fit into our Gemara, what do you have to say? What is Mucharech? No.
That Vachalta, just like the Vachalta by Hekdesh.
No, we haven't mentioned Hekdesh. Ein du Achila Shetun of Bracha. Di Abi Bracha Vachalta Ksiv.
You want to make the Bracha for a Maisa Achila.
And what does that do with what we're talking about in the Varasugia?
Rashi says that you only make a bracha rishona also when it's a Maisa Achila.
So how do you, Slachar, what's Rashi forcing us to understand?
That Hezek is not a Maisa Achila.
Rashi is later on. Later on, Rashi says, it's correct. Vein Mishalim Chaimish, the Gavi Chaimish Achila Ksiv. Okay? Ve'ishki Yechel Kodesh Mishkaga. Good. So Rashi now says we have a drosha prat lemazik where Baba Kamba Metzia prat lemazik. So Rashi explains that Mishnah that Gemara means that if one eats the Chazal said that if one eats something that's damaging that's not called a ma'isa achila. Right? So Rashi gave the whole shir in one word. Rashi said when it comes to achila b'shkaga. Truma, you require a ma'isa achila. Why a ma'isa achila? Because legabe truma, the Torah said ki yoichal, and Chazal explained that to us. That means not in Chazal, the halacha l'mesh misinai explained to us. It has to be a ma'isa achila. A mugder ke ma'isa achila with the shear of ma'isa achila. Right. So right away, once you talk about a shear, and you talk about a shear in zman. So you're talking about a very defined act, a very defined process, a defined pu'ula. Achila and halach is not the translation of just simply eating. The raya is, it has to be an achila kedarka, it has to be a oichel adam v'shurei l'achila. And number two, it has to be an achila that has the shear both in terms of a shear amount and substance. That means that we're being magdir a maisa. How do we understand this? Because Baruch Hu just magdir ha-maisa? No. The chashivus of being magdir ha-maisa means that either the machlek is amongst the kadmonim, either it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu says when it's only chayiv, it was only behind the mitzvah of matzah, and when only chayiv nevela, and when it's only chayiv, but Yom Kippur is a different shear of Sviya. If one has the call in achila chashuva, and it has to be a certain point, where you say this is so insignificant, that's not even ma'is achila. Right? You taste something, put it in your mouth, you put a breath tab on your tongue, it has to be something. Which is, are you just taking the vapors of something? So there has to be a bar that below the bar, this is just not, the achilux is not a maisa, not a maisa chashuva. The other way that the Kadmonim say it is that specifically in the context of Oinshin, is that there is an achila that it's pachais Mikashir. But Kadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on us and was not machayiv oinshin until there's an achila. So everyone understands, whether you understand that the requirement of a shear is because that is what makes a pu'ula of substance of significance, and less than that, it just doesn't rise the bar of being something that Kadosh Baruch Hu is addressing in his halacha, or whether you learn that all has to do with call it a legal system. That a legal system has to have certain kinds of definitions. How do you understand the pshat? But once you say there's a shear, and once you say the shear is mugdur by zman, so it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking at a formal act of achila. All right. So now we go weiter, and we say that the Torah also explains to something else. That if a person eats something and it's damaging, that's not called the ma'is achila. Prat le mazik. All right. One could have said, this is a special din in the truma. One could have said, it's not a din in not being moyel. But Rashi explains to us, vishki yoichal prat le mazik, that if I ingest something that's mazik me, Kadosh Baruch Hu said that's not called a ma'is achila. So now Avram wants to connect all the dots. So now the major is still missing one major leap. Right? We know that a ma'is achila has to have a certain shear. And we know that a ma'is achila has to be something which is not mazik. And we'll now know that I won't make a brocha achreina on something that's mazik. I get it. Even if it gives me sviya. But now there's another jump. And apparently, what Rashi's saying is that Chazal are misaking the din of bracha, can it gain deraisa? Chazal have to use some kind of model for their din of derabanan. Chazal did not make, in other words, Chazal would not create a new ma'isa achila. Why would they? The Torah was magdur, a ma'isa achila is. So now Chazal establish a new din. That I make a bracha before eating, right? Something you don't find in Chumash. So whenever Chazal make a din, they don't make a wildly new din. They are either marchiv a din deraisa or they are misakin kein din deraisa. So Rashi says it must be that way. Chazal misakin a din. So what din were they following? So Pasha are following the din of Birkas Hamazon. Because a mazon requires a ma'is achila, and we learn from truma that a ma'is achila is new. Who's that? Is, as it can't be a davar masik. So that's the Gemara comes to the conclusion that a sheis shemen should not be chayim lebrach. Is this pshat muchrich in the Gemara? Other Rishonim would do a different shot in the Gemara. Perish, Echi Dami to Gashasa, right? Perish Be'ene has the oil straight, azuke kamazik le perish hay mafsid hashemenu v'choshev kamazik v'loy chashiv hano kalal. Shita says a different shot. He's kamazik. He's damaging truma. He's like tossing truma out. Azuke kamazik le perish kamafsid hashemenu. What's the Shita's pshat over here? And what do we learn from Truma? And what's that have to do with the chiyuv bracha?
That you're not, once you degrade it from its natural state, then you're not going to normal anah that you get from the
So in other words, nothing to do with achila. We're not defining achila over here. He says that this is just a raya that drinking shemen is when gets no hanoa from it. Instead of taking a poll and asking lots of people, do you enjoy drinking shemen? Do you get hanoa when you drink shemen? Instead of doing a scientific experiment with a control, v'chule, you have a mission of Hereshes, right? Or you can say, even better, Kadosh Baruch Hu was magdi for us, what hanoa is. So, how is this different from Shita's Rashi?
Rashi was all about Maisa Achila.
Correct. So first of all, you see, he doesn't have to go down the road of Maisa Achila. And that seems to be much more consistent with the Sugi and Daf, Lamanim and Aleph. Correct? Then, only thing he says, Oizika Mazikle. He says, no. Pratla Mazik means if you do something, can he call it a downgrade? I'm not sure why, but he says that only if you do something that is destructive, right? He's just destroying truma. So you can take truma, light it, throw it out. It comes to shemen. You drink shemen, you're destroying shemen. Not called hando, right? So, but truma has nothing to do. There's nothing to do with truma. So you have a very important binyan over here. From this sugya, you can learn just like the Shimon Gratz. You look at Omer Rabbi Akiva Eger, and he says, why did Rashi make a whole bidding over here? You read the Gemara simple. All the Gemara is telling you is, you're not getting enough from Shem. Weiter, come on. There's no exciting bidding halacha over here. Because Chazal Misakein Brachas, when you're Nenev in Olam, you drink Shem, you're not being Nenev. Or Raya, the Gemara called it head. Weiter. Rashi has a binyan over here. Rashi says, Chazal v'masakein berchasanen and a maisa achila. And then chazanen, and then you have to say, kein de raisa. And then you have to say, not only that, but another din, that they were magdir a maisa achila gavibracha based on a maisa achila in other parts of halacha. We're going to go to Trumas to figure out what's called a maisa achila. He could have gone to matzah, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, here we have psukim. It tells what ma'is achil is. So Tzarech Iyan. Why did Rashi, why was he, that's what Mikivek is kasha. Why didn't Rashi learn this sugya kipshuta? Okay? I'll have to get to work.
The sheet, the Rebbe is saying that he's not saying that you're not getting hana. He's saying that it's as if you're not getting hana. It says lo chashiva hana.